I guess the message God's laid on our heart is imagination. Man, I thought about how serious this thing is of serving God. We jump up and run well for a little while, and then we're right back down. And I'm sure Jennifer and Mary Grace and Noah and Angie, the family, that their mind has been a high, high and a low, low. It's just a roller coaster when trouble comes into our life. But those that do us wrong, let's think what Jesus said. Forgive them, Lord, because they don't know what they're doing. And the sinner don't know. One of the real sad parts that I've found in life is the Christian does know, and they'll justify themselves. Amen. They'll justify themselves as being wrong. Sin is sin. It ain't changed. Sin is sin from the beginning. When I first started reading the Word, I found sin in Genesis. And God found out with Adam and Eve very quick in the first few chapters as He made man and woman that they couldn't be trusted. That man and woman would want to satisfy flesh. They wanted that looked good, that tasted good. They wanted to know good and evil. They wanted to know. They wasn't satisfied with having everything. America's not seen no hardships compared to what's coming. To all nations that forget God, just pray for us. We try to hopefully bring this 10th chapter of 2 Corinthians. And he said, I now, Paul, myself, beseech you or ask you by the meekness and the gentleness of Christ, who in presence am base among you, but being absent and bold toward you. And he says there, the base part is, he's morally low. When he's with you, he's just low and humble. But he said, when I'm away from you, he said, I am bold toward you. And it's a whole lot easier, amen, to call up on the phone and be bold with somebody when you ain't looking them face to face. But Lord God, when you're looking them face to face, I'm looking y'all face to face today. It's a little bit different story, neighbor, when you're looking them face to face. And I've never seen a time when people are looking to find fault in everybody. Amen. There's fault in me. I'm telling you, there's fault in me in every direction that I turn. And old Paul said in the second verse, he said, I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with you, with that confidence, wherewith I think to be bold against some which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. And neighbor, I thought about that. There's no reason that I can't be bold today, because there's mankind out there that sees us as walking in the flesh. They see us as we preach the Word of God, that we're walking in the flesh and literally coming against them. Neighbor, if we're living in sin, everything that's read out of the Word of God comes against where we're at in our everyday walk of life. When we're not right with God, and America's not right with God. There's no way America can be right with God as a whole. Honey, we have turned away from the churches, and I've talked to people in the restaurant, and I've talked to people that's in business, and I've talked to other people that tried to get a vacation plot, and how hard it was to get a room or a cabin, because everything is booked. Amen. Get where I'm coming from. Yeah, and I was kidding some in Galax, a lady we know a little bit, about how the stimulus check evidently ain't run out. They're still just crowding into the restaurant, and and maybe have to wait in line. And places as high as Shetland Springs, they're lined up in every direction. Amen. Corona won't bite you there, but we need to stay out of church. And I talked to a dear pastor yesterday, and their number down in the 30s. Neighborhoods crying shame. And we talked to church members where their numbers on Wednesday night that one time run 300, and they're running 18. But we're still eating. We're still doing the things that we want to do. But don't say nothing about me. I'm going to tell you what we've done. We've backslid on God. We're not walking where God wants us to walk. So all these other pleasures and the things that we want to do seem to be all right. But what God says do, we need to come against. And the Bible said plainly, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. And God wants us to assemble together. And it's been mentioned all this morning. It's been mentioned in Sunday school and Larry opening up that we need each other and how we need to pray for one another and talk to one another and love one another and pat one another, touch one another. Once in a while, it's good to just say, I appreciate you. I appreciate so good for Louise. She said to be back in the house of God. She said on the live stream is great, but it's so good to be back in the house of the living God. And a neighbor, it's good for me to be here in the house of the living God today. And Paul says that I might be a little bold because some thinks that I'm speaking in the flesh. Honey, we don't realize today that God has used mankind all down through the ceaseless ages. God has used man to speak to us. And I remember when Roger and Vera got saved, God used a little girl, amen, to speak to their hearts to realize that they needed to be in an old-fashioned altar. So God can use you, honey, if we'll clean up our life and walk where God wants us to walk. We're not speaking to you in the flesh today. I'm going to tell you, if the flesh could have had its way, it would have been somewhere else this morning. I wouldn't have been in this Word of God today. If the flesh could have its way, he'd be laying around eating banana pudding somewhere and doing what it wanted to do. Amen. It wouldn't be standing, glory to God, preaching the Word of God and Satan fighting every hand. I can back off on the Word of God and Satan will lighten up on me. Honey, but I don't want him to lighten up on me. I don't want to back down on what the Word of God said. So we're going to stand bold as God gives us. We're going to stand as bold as we are able to do against the wiles of the devil. Satan is raging in every direction. And we're going to bring some stuff today. I know that a lot of you, and it's reality, but a lot of you are not going to understand it. It's never happened to you. I talked to a lady and her husband there yesterday with her kid that's on drugs and the shape that they're in. And we talked to them. Butch talks to them all the time in the jail. But most of them in the jail won't give you the true story. But sit down and talk to an old mama or daddy that's been through it, glory to God, and we'll understand a little more about it. He said in the third verse, he said, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. So our warfare is not fleshly or earthly, glory to God. We're not warring to satisfy the flesh, glory to God. But fourth verse, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And honey, we need our warfare, and we'll read to you what it says right here in Jeremiah is a blessing to me, glory to God. In Jeremiah, and I wrote it down, Jeremiah 1. Amen. I'm going to flip to Jeremiah 1, and let's read what Jeremiah said. I got it marked. I'll find it. Jeremiah 1. And I want us to listen to this very, very carefully. Today we're trying to fight our own battle. We're not letting the Spirit of God fight the battle. Amen. So he said in Jeremiah 1 and 8, 9, and 10, it said, be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. And then the ninth verse, then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. Does that sound fleshly to you? Yeah, that's not fleshly, glory to God. He said God put his hand forward and touched his mouth, Jeremiah's mouth, and he said, "My words, I'll speak through you." I'm going to tell you, we need some Jeremiahs today. I'm trying to figure out what man wants and what man will be satisfied with. We're playing political games in church. The pastors are running around trying to find them a place to preach. Glory to God. And God ain't even called them to preach. Amen. I'm telling you, we're playing a game. It's a dangerous game. If we stand and try to proclaim the word of God, we better know that God has touched our mouth and God has given us the words that we're speaking, because the world is going to be against you out there. The world is going to try to shut you down. One thing I need to know for sure without one shadow of a doubt today is that God has called me to preach the gospel. God has called me to pastor Mount Vernon Church, and that's assured in my heart as God saved my soul back in 1968. There's not a doubt in my mind. Roger, if there was a doubt in my mind that I wasn't where God wanted me today, I'd fold my hands and give up and run, because Satan is out there. He puts thoughts in your mind. He tries to stop you. He'll tell you, "This one's mad at you. This one will never come back. This one's sitting on the outside. This one don't care about you." They're giving you calls on the phone trying to shut you down. Honey, we need to know for assured, glory to God, that we're in under the hand of God, and God has put his hand upon our mouth and give us words to speak. We need to know that we are children of God. Let me go a little bit farther today, honey. You need to know without a shadow of a doubt, glory to God, that God has saved your soul, that God has put you in a church, and God has given you a testimony that no man else is God. Your testimony is different than anybody else's. You might be separated. You might have got saved when you was a child. You might have backslid on God. Or you might have been almost a perfect Christian all of your life. But I'm going to tell you, there's somebody that God will plant in your eyes that needs to hear what you got to say. I've not been perfect in nothing I've done. But I'm assured that I run as far as I could run before I got saved. Many years down the road, I run just as far as I could run. When God called me to pastor Mount Vernon Church, I'm tired of running, glory to God. I believe it's time I just stand up bold and say that I am a child of God. I'm preaching you the truth whether you like it or not. If you're on the run, you ain't my problem. There's a way back to Jesus, glory to God, and the door is open. Why don't we repent of our sins and say, "I'm wrong," put pride out the back door, and stand up and say, "I'm a sinner, glory to God, but I'm coming back to God." Why don't we admit what we are today? Amen. So we can stand bold when the trials of this world come. I'm glad I got a God that said, "I'll go with you all the way even until the end." I can't tell you about for 90 years, but I can tell you about 53. And my God has been with me in my troubles, in my upheavals, in my valleys. Well, glory to God. God has been there to take care of me. If you're troubled above that you can handle today, come back to Jesus. Come back to Jesus. Glory to God. I say glory to God. And he said in the 10th verse, he said, "I see how this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out." He said, Jeremiah, this is Jeremiah 1 in the 10th verse, "to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down." And at the last, he said, "then to build and to plant." Can I tell you, you got to clean up the ground. I say you got to clean up the ground before you begin to plant. Amen. You got to clean up the ground before you begin to build. Amen. I'm afraid that we, the church people of America today, have not cleaned up. We need a new ground. We need a good new ground to start on. We preached it at the funeral Wednesday, and a little girl come to the altar, 18 years old, amen. Little Emmy, and she said, "I want to be saved." I said, I need prayer. I said, "Have you ever been saved?" She said, "No." 18 years old. And honey, she's going back into a big world in Hickory. Let's pray that God will give her some church family. God will give her something to rest her soul. I'm going to tell you, I couldn't have made it if I hadn't had a preacher of that plowed right down the line. Amen. Glory to God. Every time I start to sprout up a bit, a root of bitterness, he'd plow it out. Hey, amen. He'd send in a team and push it out of the way. Put me on the right track. Glory to God. He didn't care if he made me mad. Amen. He didn't care whether I liked it or not. If the Word of God said do it, the Word of God is right. Everybody else is a liar. Amen. So we need the Word of God today. Praise His holy name. So he said, and the Lord told him, he said, I have this day set over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, and to destroy, and to throw down, to build, and to plant. So I'm going to tell you, it's up to us whether we're in church or not. It's up to us whether we serve God or not. It's up to us whether we shout, whether we testify, whether we witness. I make my family, I know I make them ashamed. Sometimes. I know I do. I know I embarrassed Janet. She's an humble, base, lowly. Amen. Let me go on. He said, for the weapons, the fourth verse of the 10th chapter of of 2 Corinthians. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty. I'm going to tell you, this backbiting and this fighting with our fist and all these things are carnal. This blah, 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 this is carnal. The wagging of that old tongue is carnal. Our thoughts, if we're not careful, are carnal. I'm preaching on our imaginations, and we'll get to it shortly. But the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of the strongholds. I believe the Lord is telling us there that we need to pull down the strongholds. And what is a stronghold? Satan is a prince in the power of the air. What's the stronghold of Mount Airy, North Carolina now? It was for just a little while opiates and how all of our people. But you know what the stronghold of our county is now? It's Corona. It's Corona. The drugs, the opiates, was killing our young people. But today, glory to God, Corona is killing our soldiers. Our soldiers at one time carried the sword of God. Amen. And they've run back into a hole and hid. Amen. They're afraid to come out to church. They're afraid to witness. Come on, church. Fear has fell on them. Perfect love casts out all fear. Oh, you get mad, but you ain't right with God with fear in your life. Amen. I need to be willing to lay down my life. I need to put God before my wife, my children, before anything that my job, everything. God's got to be first, or He won't be at all. If I got God first, I can't lose the battle. Amen. I'll win every time. It may look bad for a while, Roger, but we'll win every time. And when this is all over, glory to God, a house not built with hands, eternal in the heavens. I'm going to tell you, it's going to be worse serving God. Death comes and breaks our heart. It tears us down to nothing, and we think we can't go on. Honey, but sin, that's what it's out to do. Let's don't quit serving God. Let's serve God in every step that we take. We're not fighting against each other. We're not fighting against each other. He said, casting down imagination. It just has said, let me read four again. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of the strongholds. Everybody knows this scripture in Ephesians, and I'm going to read it again anyway. He said, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. We need some truth in our churches. Breastplate of righteousness. Having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. That's what it tells us to do. And the Bible said in 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. In spiritual wickedness in high places. And it comes on down and it says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So there the Bible tells us plainly to cast down the imagination and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. I'm going to tell you, Corona has exalted itself, and I'm going to tell you, we watch TV and it brings imagination into our mind, and we say, several of you here know exactly what I'm saying. A week or two I was scared, I thought I'm old and all these problems of God. And then especially after I had the heart attack, I thought, well, this could knock me down. But I'm going to tell you, it was imagination of my mind. And they had the doctor on TV, and he said, you're going to die from it. There's millions died. They're just dying everywhere. There's no cure for it. Amen. The imagination of our mind. Now I'm going to be next. Amen. And then they'd bring it across an advertisement. Then they'd shut down the school. They'd shut down the church. They'd shut down the cafeteria. They tried to shut down the churches and everything else around. So I thought, glory to God. And this is one of the thoughts I had when I was preaching out there in the cemetery last maybe June or July, I don't know. But glory to God, it was hot weather, I know that, before I had my heart attack. But I thought about the other churches down the road are closing down, and here I am trying to go on. Had some of our faithful members saying, Lord, you ought to shut this down. We don't need to have church. Come on, church. I'm telling us the truth. Ain't a one of you in here that didn't have a fear somewhere. And I'm putting me at the top of the list. I had a decision to make, preach glory to God or go home and quit. Amen. It's that simple. It's that simple today. Preach or go home and quit. Serve God or just go home and quit. Quit playing games, amen. And then this church would shut down. There's another, and the pastor's talking to me about they still, the pastor's got the church shut down. I'm going to tell you, we don't want nothing else. We don't want nothing no greater. We don't want the power of God to move upon us and tell us we got to live right. We don't want to get out of our lazy spot, our feel-good spot, and go do what God wants us to do. I'm going to tell you, sometimes it's like rubbing a sore place. I ain't going to do it, brother. Sometimes it's like rubbing a sore place, amen, when you got to go do the will of God. When you don't want to go and you can't see God's there with you, you can't see Him out in front of you, your faith gets weak. But I'm going to tell you, you have overcome, amen. You have overcome today, and you're sitting in the house of God. We have overcome Corona, amen. We've overcome some of the fears of the law. We've overcome some of the fears that Satan has tried to throw out there for us. And think about the imagination of our heart. Y'all ain't going to all agree with me, but
bless you, Lord.
I'm going to use Angie again. I preached one time. Sometimes people make me feel about that high. And we went out the door, and Angie said, she grinned at me. She said, I feel about that high all the time. But people can make you feel like nothing. People can make you feel like you're not doing nothing. People can make you doubt that you're even saved. People can run by you with their nose stuck up in the air till if it rained, they'd drown. But I'm going to tell you, honey, God knows their life too. God knows their life too. God help us. God help us that we don't hinder the work of God. God help us that the souls are not being saved. God help. I don't care what any of you think. I preached against hell. I preached for us to stay out of hell. And I'm going to tell you where I'm going with this. And we don't quite understand this. We don't quite understand this, but we'll use my son, and he ain't the only one I've seen. I've dealt with them for several years now. But they do drugs, and then they see visions, and those visions are real to them. And they think somebody's after them, and there's nobody there. There's a boy that was married into our family, and I think he's into the 30s. He's over in jail now. They want to get the death penalty on him because he had done drugs and hallucinated and decided that he needed to kill somebody. He was going to get this off of him and then everything would be all right. Y'all say this ain't real.
I'm going to tell you that same imagination and that same devil, amen, will speak to your sober mind, amen, that you ain't drank the drink, you ain't done a drug, you ain't done anything, but you slacked up on God, and he'll convince you you don't need to be in church. He'll convince you you don't need to go. I heard him stand right behind that pulpit and tell me what God told them to do, amen, and when the truth come out, they ain't done a thing in the world that they said God told them to do. How many times and how many places does God send you? Amen. I'm going to tell you, we believed a lie. We believed a lie. We're going to do what we want to do, and we want everybody to pat us on the back in our sin. Sin is sin, and when sin is finished, it's hell, church. It's hell. Think about it. We have imagination. It's a proven fact, and I probably can't say that word, sublimable messages. But Lamont, when you see a cheeseburger and a grease are running out of it, you belly grabs. Amen. We want that thing.
Yes, sir.
It's a proven fact. I just have eat. But look at that. When we see so much of this on TV, till we believe it. I'm not saying corona ain't real. It's killed. But I believe it's man-made, sent straight out of hell by the devil to scare the people, and it's worked for some. But that's a taste of what's coming.
Right.
How about if you couldn't get a loaf of bread without a mark?
Yeah.
And your young'un was hungry. And it hadn't had no water. Think about it. And they say, if you'll take this mark, here's you a loaf of bread and 2 cadets of water.
Yeah.
Think about it. I say, oh, this won't happen to me because I'm a Christian.
Yeah.
Call up Paul and ask him if he's ever been hungry.
Yeah.
Call up Samuel and ask him if the witch of Endor didn't raise him up out of his sleep. Amen. We think the power of Satan ain't real. It's a raging in our churches today. I'm telling you, it ain't just in the streets and the back corners and the alleys of Mount Airy. The sin is raging. Satan is raging in our churches. Amen. We fly mad over nothing. We get our feelings hurt over nothing. Amen. We need to get ourselves out of the way and let the Holy Ghost power of God work in this place. My feelings gets hurt. I sit at the house and I think I need to quit. I'm older than Pilot Mountain. I need to just quit. Throw in the towel and let them get somebody that's younger. Hey, you can't walk away from the call of God, church, and have any peace. Let me tell you something. I talked to them personally. I talked to them right face to face, eyeball to eyeball, and they said, we're going to another church, but we don't believe their doctrine.
Yeah.
We still believe that you can get away from God. I don't believe their doctrine. Can I tell you something? About 5 or 6 years later, they're sitting on the bar stool, drunk on a dog.
Yeah.
Amen. And somebody has to drive them home. They believe the doctrine. Amen. If a man knows he's going to die and go to hell, he'd not go out here and get drunk. Amen. I'm going to tell you, we believe a lie. We believe what we want to believe. I'm going to tell you the imagination of our mind. Y'all going to get mad at me over this, and all of you ain't going to agree with me. Some of you going to lie about it. I like about 2.5 months being 80. I'm an old man. But sometimes if I ain't careful, my imagination goes back till I'm 16, 17.
Tell it, Bill. Amen.
Yeah.
I shut my eyes. No preacher Bill's hair just as black, and I'm young and I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
And I think, well, maybe them girls is looking at me. Hello?
Tell it, Bill.
Yeah.
I know y'all don't go there.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
But you polish your halo now. Amen. Glory to God. We go there.
Amen.
We think about, if I'd have done this, what would it been? You know where our thoughts are from? The devil. The devil.
Amen.
Satan. The prince and the power of the air. And you work right beside of that and it's having trouble with her husband or wife. And they make over you a little because they want some attention. Say they ain't getting it at home. Divorces are raging in America.
Yeah.
Come on, church.
Yeah,
if Janet leaves me, I can't help it. Ain't a thing in the world I can do about it. But how I handle it, I can do something about it. I hope it don't happen.
Yeah.
But the imagination sometimes on my mind, I'd be better off if I just sold my house, left my wife, and left the church and went on and played.
Come on, preacher.
Huh? Yeah. Does that ever, imagination ever come to you all?
Yes, ma'am.
I stupid enough one time to throw my tool bags. I was able to lay brick then. I threw my tool bag on a 65 Ford truck, went to the pilot station in Galax, filled up a gas, and I thought I'm going to lay brick and cross the country. A married man. I'm going to go across the country and just lay brick a little while, get a little money, get me a room, sleep in the pickup if I have to. I knew I'd get a job anywhere I went. The imagination was from Satan.
That's right.
Where would I have been today, church, if I'd listened to that? Can I tell you today what's happening? We're listening to our image, our imagination. We're painting a picture that ain't real. Satan is telling us a lie. I can't make it without Jesus. God said that today.
Amen.
I can't make it without the church because Christ set up the church for me. For me, and he's coming back after church. He ain't coming after a brick mason that's on the run riding down the road in his 65 pickup. He's coming back after a church. Where are we at today? There's none good, no, not one. We set ourselves on a pedestal and look, God, what I've done. You owe me, God, look what I've done. Honey, I'd have been in hell today if it hadn't been for Jesus. Praise his holy name. Let me read on. He said, cast him down, imagination. What does it say? Dwell on them imaginations? Fellas, don't raise your hand. But if you ever laid there in bed at night and you was trying to think on the gospel and try to get some gospel and then that imagination come up and you hated to put that imagination down because it was satisfying the flesh. I'm just as honest as a 35-year-old. Amen. I'm telling us the truth.
Amen.
When does the devil leave you alone?
Never.
53 years, he ain't quit. I'm glad he's mad at me. I'm glad he's mad at me. I'm glad he don't like me. I served him too long. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. Can I tell you today that sports, hello, I know y'all love me, fishing, boating, motorcycling, playing games, amen, it's exalted itself above God. And it said we've got to do it. The only thing that I found out that I've got to do, and that's serve God and die. And then I'm going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Amen. Our imagination has run away from us. I thought about, I was laying rock up in Virginia. And I was fasting. I was a young man. I was fasting. Lo and behold, they brought a cake in there that was out of this world. And me trying to fast. Ain't that how it is? I remember putting in a foundation and these old black pines all the way around the foundation. We down the hole. It was hot. My boss man on Friday would go get our checks and come back and he bought a case of beer. It was hot. I was just a young Christian. I'm talking about a young Christian. And he said, I'm sorry. He said, I ain't got no Pepsi or nothing. That's what we'd always done. I said, y'all go ahead. I'm going to keep laying block.
Yeah.
Bless God, I didn't need a break beside a beer.
Right.
I'm glad God let me escape one more time.
Amen.
I'm telling you, my mouth has watered for a drink of alcohol.
Amen.
I'm telling you the truth.
Right.
Church, the imagination, I seen the good times of it. But I forgot about laying in the floor, hanging around that commode, broken a convict, the wife gone somewhere else. Satan won't tell you about that. Amen. We need to listen. I remember little Michael Caine. God bless his soul. I've been about 10 years, right, brother? Been in here for the Lord. I visited him and he tried to shave. And
11 years, May 26th.
11 years, glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
And the blood.
Right.
Blood, a little blood. He just cut himself all to pieces, trying to shave, trying his best to act sober, and I'm getting off of it. I need help. God can do it for him. He can do it for me and you.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Then if he can straighten you out, he can straighten us out. And he said, he told us to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. We got to bring our thoughts into the obedience of Christ. Samuel says it, and we read it last week, I think. Maybe obedience is better than sacrifice. So we need to obey God. And he said in the sixth verse, and having in a readiness to revenge all this disobedience. Look at this, the sixth verse. He said, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. You know why we don't have a readiness to revenge disobedience? Because our obedience is not fulfilled. We need to punish disobedience. Our children that are disobedient need punishing. They need to be told. I know they come of age of accountability and go on their own. I know that. But they still need to know the truth. They still need to be told what's right. Having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Do you look on things after the outward appearance? Look at us, church. I said it in the funeral. First time I seen Darrell, I thought, we'll never win that one. We'll never win that one. 20-some years ago, 26, yeah. I think. We'll never win that one. I'm going to tell you, he sat right over there, and I can say from the depth of my heart, all the years Darrell was in church, he never gave me 1 ounce of problem. Never gave me 1 ounce of problems. The one I thought could never be brought in. So that one that maybe don't look like a Christian. Did you look like a Christian before you saved? Yeah, and I remember them saying, you won't never get that in church about me.
Yeah.
I got in, they said I'd be like somebody else. I'd never make it. Yeah. Amen. They're dead, and I'm still going. Do they look on the things after the outward appearance? That's as far as we can see with the natural eye, is the outward appearance. But spiritually look in, and that's a soul dying and going to a devil's hell. Amen. If any man trust to himself that he is Christ, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ, even so are we Christ. So we're all children of God. If you think you're of Christ and you got it all together, so am I. So are you. We're the children of the living God. If we've been born again, trying to serve God, your mistakes, they come. Paul said, I die daily. We know we're going to make them. But some of our mistakes are planned. I don't have to cuss every day. I don't have to act a monkey every day. I don't have to pitch a fit. Amen. And he said, for though I should boast somewhat more of our authority, which the Lord hath given us for edification and not for your destruction, I should not be ashamed. You know, Paul said he shouldn't be ashamed of the authority that the Lord had given him to bring to edification the word of God and not to destruction. Why in the world can't we as church people see that it's for edification? It's to help us straighten our life out. It's to help us to walk right. It's not for the destruction, but the destruction of the flesh, that the Spirit of God might be edified and God be lifted up in us. It's so easy to have hard feelings. It's so easy. Think about the imagination. I remember when the hospital put up the sign imaging. I thought, what in the God world's imaging at a hospital? It used to be X-ray, that's what I thought. And I read imaging. I think maybe I asked Butch, I ain't sure. I said, what in the world's imaging? You nurses and all of you know all that before me, but Bricklayer didn't know that, is imaging. Instead of an x-ray, they changed it over to imaging. They take a picture of your chest and get a true image of it. See if it's a spot. What in the world if we went and had an x-ray or imaging? And our imagination had been running wild. And there was a little spot about the size of 50 cents. And that's the first time they'd found that. Why, it's sin. Well, you let your imagination run away from you. And as we done the image on your heart, we've seen that spot of sin. The Bible said plainly, and I may not get this word for word, but a man's heart is continuously evil. We're continuously running after things that are evil.
Right.
And they took that picture and they put it up and they said there's a spot of sin about the size of 50 cents. If you don't repent, it's going to spread.
Come on, preacher.
And you can't live. Then there's no joy in your life and there's no peace. And the presence of God will leave. And this thing will spread in your heart till you can't get a prayer through. Then you lose interest of your family. You lose interest of church. You lose interest of life. And that little spot of sin has spread. If they told you there was a spot of cancer, you'd do everything you could. When I had a heart attack, do what you can. Take what you got, fix it. Put it in the hands of somebody else. Why can't we put our sins in the hands of God? Jesus will take care of them. He'll wash them. He'll clean them up. Let me hurry. Let me give you, I jotted down part of the definition of imaging. Imagination. To form in the mind an idea or image. Has anybody this week, and don't raise your hand, please, thought that somebody was against them? Somebody was working against them? Somebody was trying to tear you down? I thought, and I don't know this family, Steve Ford and his family. We was asked to pray for him. But I bet he's thinking, some of that family's thinking, has everything turned against me? Come on, church, I'm preaching us the truth. And if we dwell on it, the Bible said for us to take down this imagination, to do away with it, to drop it, to cast it down, our imagination. If we continue to think that somebody's against us, it's going to come reality. Because your personality will change. You won't be the same person. Think about it. Imagination, to form of the mind an idea or an image, to believe, to picture, to suppose, form an image or picture in your mind. Every one of us are guilty. They didn't even shake my hand. They some ain't never going to shake your hands. Is that going to stop you? They some ain't never going to like you. Is that going to stop you? Let me read on. That I may not seem as if I would terrify you by letter. For his letters say they are weighty and powerful, but his bodily presence is weak and his speech contemptible. Let such an one think this, that such as we are in word, by letter, when we are absent, such will we be also indeed when we are present. So we need to be what we say we are. That's what it's saying. For we dare not make ourselves. Butch quoted this morning. I preached this message probably 15, 20 years ago. I remember it well. It had as much effect on a few people as I've heard Jerry King quote it 50 times. For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. Let me brag on themselves. And I'm going to tell you, everyone, it's our nature, our fleshly nature, we want to fit in. It hurts to be left. Janet didn't know I studied on this message, but I forgot exactly how she said it. She said last night, she said, do you feel like we got a friend anywhere? Is that what you said? Huh? Tell me what you said. Okay, that's the same thing. Do you ever go anywhere that you really feel welcome? If I imagine that, I do everything I can do to walk in their house and feel like, yes, sir, you invited me. Yeah. It's hard to overcome sometimes. But you ain't welcome everywhere, especially if you bring the Word of God. For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. Can I tell you today, we church people are comparing ourselves. That one went, I can go.
Right.
Don't make it right.
Come on.
I've not took a Sunday vacation since we started pastoring church. I've took Wednesday night vacation. I can't beat a church if I don't live right. I can't tell a church if I don't do it. But we will not boast of things without our measure, but according to the measure of the rule which God has distributed to us, a measure to reach even unto you. For we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure. Can I tell you something? We have stretched ourselves beyond our measure. I've tried to go when God didn't send me. I've tried to go and just help where I thought I needed to go and maybe I could, and run yourself to death for nothing. For we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure, as though we reach not unto you. For we are come as far as to you also in preaching the gospel of Christ. Paul stretched himself very, very thin. Very, very thin. Let me read to you in Proverbs 6 and 18. I won't even turn over there, but he says a proud look. The Lord hates a proud look.
Yeah.
And he said a heart that deviseth wicked imagination. A heart that deviseth a wicked imagination. Y'all can look it up. It's in Proverbs 6.
Yeah.
That's the 18th verse. God hates a heart that devises a wicked imagination. Think about how many wicked imaginations. Have you thought this week I'd like to get even with them? I'd like to tell them what I think of them. I'd like to show them. I'm going to tell you what the Bible teaches in so many words. Do unto others you'd have them do unto you. Treat people like you'd like to be treated. Have you treated people this week like you'd like to be treated? Have we? You ain't seen nobody? Amen. So you're bound to have been good to your dog. Amen. So we need to treat people like we need to be treated. I need to read this and I'm going to quit. Not boasting of things without our measure, that is, of other men's labors, not having hope when our faith is increased, that ye shall be enlarged by you according to our rule abundantly, to preach the gospel in the region beyond you and not to boast in another man's line of things made ready to our hand. You know, some people ain't got nobody's testimony but somebody else's. You think about it. But he that gloweth, let him glory in the Lord. The 18th verse said, for not he that commendeth himself is approved. All man's ways are right in his own eyes. This ain't Bible, but it's what I've said. The opinion you got is the best thing you'll ever have. The opinion you got of yourself is the best thing you'll ever have. Old Russ Noggle said, can I adopt that? The opinion we've all got of ourselves is the best thing we'll ever have. If I ask Kenny some points I think I've really done good at, he's going to see it different. He may not tell me, but he's going to see it different. For not he that commendeth himself is approved, but whom the Lord commendeth. So if the Lord don't commendeth, we're not commended. Amen. We're not commended. I've got one more verse, and I promise y'all I'll quit. We don't want to get an amen out of that. 1 Chronicles 28. And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy fathers, and serve him with a perfect heart. The Baptist says you can't have a perfect heart. That's what they tell you. The Bible tells me from abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. He told Solomon, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. Do we have a willing mind today? For the Lord searcheth all hearts and understandeth all the imaginations. The Lord understands the imaginations and the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. If we forsake the Lord, if we seek him, he'll be found of us. But if we forsake him, he said, he'll be cast thee off forever. He said, take heed now, for the Lord hath chosen thee to build a house and a sanctuary. For strong, be strong and do it. Let me read that. Take heed now, for the Lord hath chosen thee to build a house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it. So God has chosen us. God has chosen us to do something. To do something. I did finish school, but because they knew I would quit if I wasn't going to North Surrey, they couldn't keep me in low gap. I finished school, got a diploma. But my education is not a 12th grade education. Because I didn't listen. I wouldn't pay no attention. I wouldn't be there. Wasn't faithful in nothing. But the Bible said for us to do it. To knock down, to cast down, bring down our imaginations. Think about it. Sis, I promise you. You can dwell on the loss of your husband and beat yourself right down to nothing. But we can praise God that Darryl was saved in the years we got to see him sit in church and open up Bible school, dismiss in prayer, and wash countless numbers of feet and say, I know if he was sitting there, he'd say, get up and let's go. Our imagination will say quit. I've talked to people that admitted they were mad at God because of a lost loved one. Janet, when I die, I want you to shout all over the place. Say, that old boy finally shut up and went home. Hallelujah. 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 Be like Larry said, Steve and Rusty was. She shut up and went home. Stand to our feet. If there's anything in our life that ain't right, the altar's open against us.